Anyway, she believes in my paranormal abilities because she's had some experience in my presence that confirmed them. For example, she was with me when an angry poltergeist destroyed my brand new stereo system for no good reason. And Wyatt Porter, chief of police, has vouched for me, because I've shared my prophetic dreams with him and have given him other paranormally obtained information that has helped him close cases. Only the chief and his wife, Stormy, Ozzie Boone, and Terry Stambaugh know about my sixth sense, and they all protect me from discovery by others. Now, as I drove the Mustang along the alleyway behind the Pico Mundo Grill, Stormy said, "Maybe Elvis doesn't want to leave this world because so many people loved him here. The day of his funeral, over 50,000 gathered at the gates to Graceland." "I guess you've been talking to Terry," I said. My boss at the grill was an obsessive Elvis fan, though she was 15 when he died, and he was even then long past his prime. "The lines waiting to view him in his casket totaled 2 miles, Stormy said. Mr. Presley had come forward from the back seat, leaning over the console to see Stormy's face. She said, "They needed 100 vans and 4 hours to move all the flowers from the funeral at Graceland to the cemetery for the graveside service." As I braked at the end of the alley, I glanced at Mr. Presley, and he looked at me, and in his spirit eyes were spirit tears. He'd always treated his fans with respect until the last few years, when his drug use and health problems prevented him from giving them the high-quality performances for which they had paid. We rode in silence for a block or so, and then Stormy said, 80 cops and 40 sheriff's deputies weren't enough to control the grieving crowd. The governor had to call up 30 National Guardsmen to assist them." Mr. Presley slipped once more into a corner of the back seat, gazing out a side window, clearly distraught. At a red traffic light, I stopped and glanced at Stormy, aware that she was up to something with all those funeral details. She met my eyes, but spoke loud enough to be sure that my other passenger heard her. "Maybe he doesn't want to leave this world because so many people loved him here," she said again. But then she added, "Or maybe he's embarrassed."